Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the winner of the Black Canyon Trophy Auction, Nick Simmons' debut marathon, and find out who blocked me on Twitter. Sage's 2016 Black Canyon 100K course record trophy was sold this week on eBay, with all proceeds going to the Black Canyon Trail Coalition. Let's give a huge Outhouse Nation thank you to Tommy Byrne, president of the nonprofit Bigger Than the Trail. With Tommy's winning bid, we raised $759.69, all for the Black Canyon Trail Coalition to be put right back into the trails. Please go and check out Tommy's organization, which uses trail running as a platform to advocate for mental health. Their mission is to enrich the lives of individuals struggling with mental health. I don't know about you, but I know running is a huge stress relief for myself and a great way to help clear the mind. Thanks again, Tommy, and we'll see you at Black Canyon in February. While we're on the topic of worthwhile organizations to help, give this next one a few seconds of your time. The Association of Road Racing Statisticians, or ARRS, provides an accurate and comprehensive list of stats that would make even the geekiest sports analyst jealous. All of this information has been painstakingly entered and cared for by legendary runner Ken Young, who has been crushing the roads and trails since March 30th, 1969 at the Redfield Marathon, according to said database. The database contains more than 1.2 million performances and is now taking Ken a mind-boggling 60 hours to maintain each and every week. Check out the free database over at more.arrs.net and consider making a donation at the link below to help keep the good work going. Okay, on to marathon recaps. This won't be your typical recap, as we are specifically focusing on two runner YouTube vloggers who both towed the line at their first marathons over the weekend. First off, RunGum founder Nick Simmons smashed his first attempt at the 26 2-mile distance in Honolulu, running a legit 3-hour, 35-second time. Well, I guess you've got to do another one, Nick, and go sub-3. So close, my man. Recent NCAA dropout Ryan Trahan decided just about 10 days prior to the BCS Marathon in Texas to give a shot at his first 26.2. He prevailed with a sub-3-hour 2:59.16 to win the official vlogger-marathoner battle of 2017. Now, rumors are flying he's going to do an ultra in 2 weeks. Yo, Trahan, any truth to these rumors? Thanks to Cliff Bar, the lone 7-year applicant that was left on the bench after last weekend's Western States 100 lottery, was reportedly gifted their sponsor spot into the race. How cool is that? In honor of that, and Outhouse viewer Mitchell McLaughlin also getting into States next summer, myself and Skylar will be attempting the Cliff Bar Mile challenge that Mitch and his buddies did a couple weeks back.
See, I got varieties. So we're going 2 white chocolate macadamia nut and 2 coconut chocolate chip.
Here comes Mitchell.
He must have been doing sub 5 pace.
Stay tuned for that soon with an extra twist or two. Ahem, eggnog, ahem, Christmas tree frappuccino, ahem. Not sure what to gift your favorite ultra runner? Well, we're pretty certain that they might have enough race belt buckles, but we doubt many have this, a belt buckle beer holder. Sign me up. Phoenix Parks and Recreation is currently upgrading Phoenix, Arizona's South Mountain Park with new ramadas, increased parking, and restroom facilities. Kudos for that, but it was recently discovered their steel and concrete improvements are spilling over onto the trail system itself. Let me be the first to say, South Mountain Park, that we love the upgrades to the park facilities, but please leave the damn trails alone. Let's not turn this into Hong Kong. Now onto a few ultra race results from the weekend. First, we head to Texas for the Brazos Bend weekend of events. The race where you're guaranteed to run faster just due to the Gator effect. Let's head over to Twitter to see what went down. It appears they've blocked me on Twitter. No worry, I'll just switch over to my Mountain Outpost account. Okay, that seems to have worked. Here we go. The 100 miler saw a new course record from Ronnie Deltzer in a speedy 13 hours, 40 minutes. Ronnie finally got that 100 mile win after a pair of bridesmaid finishes at Rocky Raccoon in 13:44 and Umstead in 14:43 earlier this year. It's Javelina for you next, your Ronnie, call me. The ladies' race was a far cry from Maggie's stout course record from last year, but the top three ladies were all within a nail-biting 9 minutes of one another. Jessica Picari won in 21 hours, 26 minutes, with Christina Pierce and Lisa Hine nipping at her heels. Shannon Davis won the accompanying 50 mile in 7:47, and Jeff Ball took home the men's win in 6:20. The annual Desert Solstice 24-hour and 100-mile track race took place this past weekend on a 400-meter outdoor track. The big goals of the day were stifled by the heat as 100-mile American record holder Zach Bitter crumbled to the track at the 98-kilometer mark, unable to realize his goal of a new world record. Camille Herron was on pace to hit another sub-13-hour 100-miler following last month's Tunnel Hill performance, but instead opted to be satisfied with the new track American records at 50 miles and 100K, along with a new world best at 12 hours with over 92 miles, knocking down another Ann Trason performance. 100 mile men's winner would go to Teague O'Connor, who won in 14:22 with what we believe is his first 100 mile finish. Michelle Leduc took the ladies' win in 15:19. For the full 24 hours, a lot changed in the final half of the event, with Adrienne Stanchu coming out on top with a bit over 150 miles, and it was Whitney Richmond of Virginia with the ladies' win with just shy of 134 miles. We saw a race within a race as three unshod runners took to the Desert Solstice track this weekend. Teague O'Connor, whom we mentioned earlier, Andrew Snope, who still holds the 24-hour world record, and Jake Brown all competed barefoot. These guys were all looking stellar through about halfway, with Teague actually leading the entire race through 100 miles. I remember it wasn't long ago when Todd Ragsdale made history with his 102-mile barefoot track run back in 2010. Now these guys are legit competing with shod runners all the way up to the 24-hour distance. Kudos to you guys. On another side note, huge shout out to Howie and Winnie. You know who you are. We somehow failed to mention Courtney D's new 24-hour American record last week. She took off to the Suzhou 24-hour in Taiwan, smacking out 159.319 miles in the uber-popular and well-supported track race over there. Now, if we can only get Courtney to take on the sixth day. Honestly, I didn't want to have to report on this one, as it was posted to a website from an anonymous source. But I felt obligated. Let's be sure to lay out both sides of it. Here we go. Killian, the goat, is coming under fire from Everest1953.co.uk that he may not have summited Everest twice this summer as he claimed. They cite that his Suunto files are messed up, where there was a lack of witnesses, and he has not posted any public summit photos nor satellite phone call records from the top. You can read the full article linked below, but Ian Corliss of Talk Ultra posted a follow-up and confirmed that Killian will be responding on his podcast about the allegations. Ian did state already that Killian shows his Suunto files via moves count, although one of them didn't quite show up for me, and there was an issue with one showing only his descent. Apparently, photos and film, according to Killian, will be released in an upcoming film on the project that have yet to be made public. We'll be sure to keep you updated as this story develops. We were informed that Davy Crockett's Dreadmill 100 last week was in fact part of a larger worldwide event called the Dreadmill 48-Hour Challenge. Thanks to director Bobby Walton for filling in the details of this event that saw 36 people sign up this year, including Davy. Check them out on Facebook or Ultra Sign Up if it gets you going. We're back filming some challenges later this week. What gets you in the holiday spirit, and what dumb sh** do you want to see us take on? Let us know in the comments. We are keeping the UWOTY, or Ultra Womance of the Year, voting open for one more week, as we still haven't seen our illustrious trophies for these badass ladies. Make sure you get your vote in by this Sunday to make your voice heard. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, tweet us, or dip into our Insta DMs at Mountain Outpost. Have a sh** week. A huge thank you to our Patreon supporters for making this show possible each and every week. If you want to join, hit the link below. Also, be sure to check out the link to own this one-of-a-kind pair of Jam Jam sunglasses. Take care.